Welcome back to another episode of the Pilots of the Caribbean podcast, where we bring you everything drones and how they're being used in the Caribbean. This week, we're going to be bringing you a news update episode where we're going to cover a couple news stories about drones and how they're being used in the various islands. Our first story for this week comes from Guyana, and the police are intending to increase surveillance with the use of drones. The Guyana police and military forces are teaming up for a one-month program called Eye in the Sky, whereby drones will be used to patrol some areas, and they are advising residents not to be alarmed if they see drones in flying low across specific regions. They are also expected to present more police activity, including roadblocks, traffic enforcement, patrols, and raids. And this entire initiative is geared towards improving security, and the public is being asked for their cooperation. Staying in Guyana, our second news story for the week comes from the indigenous women in Guyana joining the fight against climate change. The indigenous women in Guyana are using drones to fight climate change by monitoring mangrove forests for illegal activity and by collecting data on carbon storage. This information is crucial for protecting Guyana's coastline, which is vulnerable to rising sea levels due to its very low elevation. The women's work helps gather evidence of deforestation and measure the climate change impacts on the mangroves. This data can also be used to advocate for stronger environmental protections and inform conservation efforts. This initiative is especially important as Guyana prepares to become a major oil producer, raising concerns about potential environmental damage. The Women's Project is part of a larger effort to conserve Guyana's coastline, which includes previous mangrove replanting initiative, as rising sea levels and changes in rainfall patterns threaten Guyana's agricultural sector and infrastructure. The low-lying coastal region is crucial for Guyana's agriculture and houses most of their population. The effects of climate change can be seen, already causing flooding and damaging crops, highlighting the need for greater coastal protection efforts in Guyana. Our next news article comes from Jamaica, and if you follow this podcast, you know that I love Jamaica when it comes to drones, because there's always something newsworthy coming out of Jamaica. And this week, we are looking at a new pilot training program which was launched recently to equip high school students with drone piloting skills to prepare them for future drone job opportunities. This program was funded by the Sandals Foundation, and they provided 20 drones for the use of students for training. The training will be conducted by professionals from the Jamaican Security Forces and will follow U.S. Federal Aviation Authority guidelines. Students from several schools participated in the launch and have already expressed their enthusiasm for the project. The organizers believe this skill set will be valuable in various fields like security, environment, and entertainment, which have seen an increase in drones in recent years. The program aims to offer students a competitive edge for future careers involving drones. And based on past news stories that are coming out of Jamaica, we expect this to greatly assist those students, because if it's one thing we know about Jamaica is that they are no strangers to at least attempting to implement the drone technology that is available out there. So we wish them all the best. Our fourth news story of the day comes from the island of St. Lucia. And the Association of Drone Operators in St. Lucia is making an appeal to local operators to practice and promote safe drone flying. While St. Lucia doesn't have specific drone laws, the ADOS has recommended following existing guidelines. The ADOS is currently working with government and international organizations to help develop certification programs for responsible drone use in the island of St. Lucia. And they would like to stress with current operators to communicate with other pilots and authorities in the area for safe airspace management and operation. They have had some issues with persons flying unapproved flights close to airports, which has been creating problems recently on the island. So we hope that they get this initiative sorted out, and it is something that is put in place soon so that there's a framework that the operators could work within locally. And while we're on that topic, there seems to be an issue with other islands as well, where you see a lack of organization and representation when it comes to drone pilots and drone operators. And there is a sort of disconnect when it comes to the operators themselves and the government body that sometimes would oversee how they can operate. And I think a lot of the other islands, a lot of the islands could benefit from an organization to have that representation under one roof and somebody that could work with the authorities and the operators. And when it comes to drone operation, legislation, training, certification, all those kind of things. So I hope it's something that we see start to get developed and picks up some steam in the other islands where they aren't currently in place, like Trinidad. And that's our episode for this week. If you like this podcast and if you want to stay tuned and up to date with us, feel free to find us wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Like, subscribe, rate, review. We appreciate it. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions or questions you'd like answered on the podcast or topics you would like covered. All our contact information will be in the description of this episode. Thank you very much for joining me, and I will talk to you in the next one.